We told you a few weeks ago about a KUOW project concerning lactation rooms. Those are the spaces employers provide for working moms to pump breast milk. KUOW's online editor, Isolde Raftery, shared her experience and asked for your help. And she got quite a response. Isolde, remind us why the lactation room caught your attention.
So I came back to work last month and started pumping in KUOW's pumping room and got to thinking, what do other people's pumping rooms look like? As we talked about last time, the Affordable Care Act made it a law for employers to provide a pumping space for new moms. And those rooms have to have a lock and they can't be in a bathroom. So I asked listeners to submit their own photos, and there was quite a range. And one of the things I should say is the reason why this is actually an issue as opposed to, oh, hey, what does your pumping room look like? It's because it's actually important for a woman to have a productive pumping session. She needs for it to be somewhat comfortable. And we talked to a doctor about this, and that's what the doctor pretty much told us.
Right. We talked to Mama Doc.
Mm-hmm, at Seattle Children's Hospital.
You said that in these photos people submitted, there was a range. Yeah. From a bathroom stall, somebody's car,
all the way up to really plush digs at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Amazon, Microsoft. So these big employers who have really made it a priority and have dedicated rooms for moms that are easily accessible, have really comfortable couches, sinks, fridges, so that nobody's walking out of the room with, you know, those little bottles of breast milk, which can be kind of gross, you know.
I remember them well.
Mm-hmm. And all the way up to the Pentagon apparently has an amazing facility. They couldn't send me a photo. An Army officer told me about this, but there's a code locking door and there's a hospital grade pump, which is a really fancy multi-$1,000 pump that makes the pumping session much more productive for the mother.
There was also the perspective from someone who posted a photo of a much shabbier situation who said, yeah, it's not very private. Although after three kids, I'm not that modest anyway.
Yeah, I would say a lot of moms weren't outraged by this. It was more, this is my situation, and here's a photo, and they found it pretty funny. And that mom in particular, she had up just screens around her desk, and one of the screens is falling off, and behind her is a wide open window, so people walking down the alleyway can see her pumping. You know, moms in cars ducking into, you know, side streets with Hooter hiders on so that they, so you can't see them pump.
Why do you think this isn't a more common discussion?
Well, I think it's one of those things that new moms all know about, right? And maybe we talk about or complain about together. But you have to account for the fact that we moms, we come back from leave. We're pretty thankful for that leave. We're shown to this room. We're really tired. I mean, for the most part, we have these three-month-old babies, probably aren't sleeping through the night. And the last thing we want to do is take it up with our managers and say, ugh, I need a new space, especially if you're looking around your office going, well, where would that new space be? So you do what's convenient for you. And you go find the closest space, like those doctors in the shower stall. That's what's convenient for them. The official lactation room is a 15-minute walk away or a 10-minute walk away, and it's a beautiful space, but it doesn't really work for their schedule, unfortunately.
Well, you got the discussion going. I was seeing Facebook posts, a friend of mine in L.A. talking about this and her friends posting in response.
Yeah, it seems to have struck a chord in the sense that I got a lot of stories from moms who emailed me. One grandmother who said she was really upset that her daughter has to beg, borrow, and steal for a space at a Washington State agency because there just is no dedicated lactation room. And I think this is showing women that, yes, you can either you can ask for better spaces or at least they're talking about it, which is our intention, right?
KUOW's online editor, Isolde Raftery. Isolde, thanks.
Thank you, Bill.